Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Jingle bells, jingle bells. Trish, on the Christmas special, I'm going to start. I'm going to ask you about your favourite festive things. It's a quiz.
Okay. No wrong answers on this.
Favourite festive vegetable?
It has to be a sprout. I know people don't like them, but to hell with the farting is what I say.
Chestnut.
That would make me blow off as well. But
favourite Christmas advert?
I'm going to go for Mrs. Claus, Janet McTeer as Mrs. Claus in the M&S one. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Very kind of James Bond, Mrs. Claus. I liked that one. It was good.
Favourite Christmas song?
Fairy Tale of New York by the Pogues. Every time. Not driving home for Christmas, which is Neil's, and I literally could strangle him by the end of...
What's your favourite Christmas cracker joke?
Well, I mean, I haven't got one. So you're responsible for the jokes on this show, I think, aren't you?
Okay. Who delivers presents to cats?
Well, not you, for sure.
Santa Paws.
Sweet. I like that. That's that Margot will like that one.
And finally,
yes.
Who's your favourite Christmas relative?
I'm going to say Neil, because despite wanting to strangle him about driving him for Christmas, he's so excited about Christmas all the time. It's quite infectious. What about you? Have you got a favourite Christmas relative?
He's the yin to your yang, isn't he?
What are you trying
Christmas
to say?
Relative?
That I'm some old Grinch, Christmas Grinch.
Cantankerous Christmas Grinch.
Yes. Now, who's your favourite Christmas relative?
I can't possibly say. There's a chart I keep secretly of them.
Okay. All right. It's under lock and key.
Hello. Welcome to Postcards from Midlife. I'm Trish Halpin.
And I'm Lorraine Candy. And we're on a mission to help you make the most of your magnificent midlife. We'll be tackling everything from mind and body wellness to HRT and your sex drive. Trish and I are here to help you have a stylish second act and answer all your midlife questions on fashion, beauty, careers, relationships, family, and as always, the challenges and joys of parenting teens.
Well, festive friends, we did promise you all that we'd be popping back into your podcast streams with a little Christmas amuse-bouche, a tasty morsel to get you in the mood for Crimbo.
You stop talking about food, Trish, because I haven't had my Marmite breakfasty snack.
Okay.
Yet. I'm doing that thing Tim Spector told us to do, the gut guru. Don't eat from 8 till quite late the next day, so you have like a brunch instead of a breakfast. But let's not talk about food anymore. We're not going to talk about that in our Christmas episode. We're going to bring some practical Christmas advice, aren't we, with our cost of living present guide. I'm quite excited about this.
Yes, I think it's very appropriate because I think we're all in a less is more mindset because there's everything mad going on in the world right now. And also, as we've discussed on the show quite a lot of times, actually, this year, is that a really wonderful part of midlife discovery and living a more spirit-led second act, which is what I'm trying to do, is that you just don't want stuff anymore. And it's just really liberating. I think it's a really nice thing to do. So, but that's not to say, of course, that the rest of the family feels like that, unfortunately.
No, they're greedy so-and-sos, aren't they? They do like a bit of stuff. But I guess that's a bit unfair, actually, because our kids, we've said to our children this year, we're going to have to tighten our belts a little bit. They've been quite understanding about it. But I was reading on the Positive Parenting Project the other day that actually, if you were to ask your children what they specifically got for Christmas when they were younger, they wouldn't remember the specific presents. What they would remember is those little rituals, you know, leaving a mince pie out for Santa.
Yes.
Carrot for Rudolph, all the things that you do specifically as a family. We used to make baubles and things like that. That's what they remember. And creating those things is really important. So if you get a pushback and you're saying this year we're not getting as many presents, and they say, oh, well, that's not going to be so much fun then, just ignore that because it doesn't matter, because it's the neurologically and psychologically those little rituals are much more important. So stick to your guns, Trish.
Yes,
stick to your guns.
I will be doing
today,
that.
Though, we're going to be sharing some lovely DIY gifts and thoughtful, funny, prezi ideas, as well as some brands run by midlife women that we would like to support in case you are buying stuff at this slightly late stage, it has to be said.
I don't know, there's still a week or two to go for the panic buyers, I would say. But we were inspired by Heather from the Facebook group, who posted a picture of a frame. So there's a picture in a frame with lots of unusual words and phrases in it. And it's actually a present meets brain fog blooper. So we're going to give you an explanation. So Heather says, when someone in our house says something funny that could be a band name, we say, I saw them at the Lead Mill. And for those of us like us who don't know, the Lead Mill is a famous nightclub in Sheffield. And Heather goes on, she says, my husband made them into posters for our teenage daughter, and he's back with the latest one today for her 16th birthday. Lorraine, I think you should share some of the so-called band names that they came up with before I get to Heather's blooper.
It's absolutely brilliant, isn't it? Band names, album names, however you want to call it. Poop Tornado, that was my favourite one. That was in reference to when their 16-year-old was a baby and had a very smelly nappy. Zombie Water, Attack the Pig, My Awful Genitals. That was one of the phrases on there. I was thinking about what we'd put on our family poster for band names. And I would say, my favourite, I say this 10 times a day to these children. Oh, can't find it. Have you been looking with your bum eyes? So have you been looking with your bum eyes would go on the poster. Because then they say, no. And I say, well, of course not, because you haven't got any eyes in your bum. So you've got your eyes shut. Well, you must have your eyes shut. Well, you're looking for these things, which I can see. Right,
only you would come up with that.
And then my son's favourite one, which is what he said to a man at Tesco's the other day when I was at the checkout getting really cross with the self-checkout. Something's in the bagging area, blah, blah, blah. And the man at Tesco's came over to help, and my son put his hand up and he said, hold it, Morag is raging.
Because that's their nickname for you, isn't it? Morag.
Yes, Morag.
So you have so many alter egos.
Morag is raging.
Yes.
It's quite a good band name, I think.
It is, isn't it? But let's get to the bit where Heather wanted to tell the story behind one of the so-called band names on this poster, which is McChuggins. And she says, I went to McDonald's drive-thru with my daughters and got total brain fog when ordering. My mind went completely blank and I actually asked for McChuggins. Instead of chicken nuggets. And my daughters were literally crying with laughter, and I have never lived it.
They can't help it, can they? It really tips them over the edge, teens, when you do something silly.
Yeah.
I was thinking about yours, Trish, and I think yours might be a poster for the Overthinkers Anonymous meeting. You know, it would say, did I say too much? Have I said too much? Did I get that right? Do you think I've upset them? Do you think that...
I know. Well, yours would probably be bitching about cats or something.
It would be, yeah, it would be name dropping, possibly. Do you remember the time I met something like that?
Yeah, that's true. All your celebrity friends. We might be doing a bit of name dropping later in Nostalgia Noodle. So listen on, listeners, for that. Right. I won't be following any of them.
Is listen on, listeners, one of your catchphrases for the podcast?
That's a slight brain fog moment when my mouth just couldn't connect to my brain
listen
at all.
On,
I don't know what I was talking about. I have no idea at all. So I'll tell you what I won't be getting you for Christmas, Lorraine. You know, I talk about those random press releases we get into our email inbox.
I love them.
One from a gambling company, which, I mean, I don't think we're really their target audience.
No.
Unless you have a problem, I don't know about, Lorraine.
No, can you imagine me gambling with my numerical dyslexia?
No, that's true.
I mean...
You would be bankrupt.
I would be bankrupt.
Or a gazillionaire, one of the two. It could go either way, I would say. But anyway, shall I tell you what this PR advice was? Because it was based on choosing presents based on your horoscopes. I mean, what that's got to do with gambling, I have no idea. But anyway, would you like to hear the recommendations for Cancerians like you? Okay. Cancerians are extremely loyal and caring. So
it's astrology is true then.
Choose a gift that taps into this holistic nature. That's exactly how I describe you. The most family-minded of the zodiac. I think that is true for you. Cancerians love to share, especially food. A gift that can be enjoyed by the entire household would suit, like a pasta maker for her or a fermenting crock pot for him.
You say fermenting cockpot. I didn't know you could do that with them. Is it like kimchi? Doesn't sound as nice as kimchi. What would they recommend for you? Pot. You're Gemini, aren't
I
you?
I don't even know what that is. Right,
take your fermenting cock pot. Tell me what would they recommend for Gemini?
Those born under the sign of the twins are brimming with curiosity and youthful energy. Choose electronic items to accompany them on their adventures. Ensure the party never stops.
I'm just thinking of those things we used to get sent at Cosmo, those electronic items.
Oh, that never stop.
That never stop. A bunny, Jessica Rabbit. That's what I'm going to get you.
But I haven't told you what they've actually suggested yet. They've just talked to you about my lovely nature. So ladies will appreciate a set of Bluetooth headphones to enjoy the soundtrack of their daily life. Men will love some LED light panels so that any room can be turned into a nightclub.
Oh, that's ridiculous, is it? It's 2022 and they're still sending ridiculous... Honestly,
of like militant popping up a few LED panels and going,
militant
hey,
doesn't like that. No, she's very cross about that gendered ridiculousness. Anyway, this is all very nonsense. Should we get on to our helpful bit of the show? The gifts that we would give.
Yes.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Young Trish, you know I like an unboxing on the old social media. So we're going to, you know, you unbox your gifts.
Unbox your
you
gifts.
Film it for everybody to
you
see.
You do a bit of that, right? Okay.
It's not a thing you would do. You wouldn't like it, but I like it.
I wouldn't like it.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's cut to the festive chase and talk about our thoughtful gifts. But first, because the context is presents, what do you think Mariah Carey gets for Christmas? What do you think was her dream gift, her biggest ever dream gift?
Oh my goodness, I can't imagine. Her own sort of James Bond type lair on an island, maybe, I don't know. Lots of puppies, 1,000 gorgeous puppies. Don't know, what was it?
Well, my dream gift, because it obviously is about me, would be The Rock, obviously, because I love Dwayne.
Oh.
Followed by dinner with Keanu Reeves, because I love him too. And then an ice bath in my garden, because you know I like that. But
will
Mariah...
be in there with you?
We could Keanu get the Rock in an ice bath.
You couldn't, he's too big. He'd heat it up a treat, though, wouldn't he? Very hot after he'd been in there. Mm.
Would it be a fermented rock pot? You see what I did there? Honestly, yeah. I literally should have my own show.
You literally should. Or write your own jokes book. That could be your next book.
Anyway, Mariah got a $500,000 Rolls Royce.
Yeah, well, yeah,
and do you know what Angelina bought Brad Pitt 1 year for Christmas when they were in love?
Well, they would have had to be when they were in love. No, go on.
Californian waterfall.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that is love, isn't it?
Didn't know. I haven't seen that on any gift guides I've read.
My husband got me a griddle once for my halloumi. I nearly battered him with. You had a bad present, Trish, from Neil. I feel I remember an iron or something.
No, Neil is really good. So I'm just not going to say any more about that because that will upset you. But I did find in my perimenopause rage-filled days that I got very cross with presents that people bought me. I wasn't very very gracious and did have a few bouts of resentment. You go out of your way to buy something really thoughtful like for someone and you spend quite a bit of money
on
it.
You do that. Yeah, it's a thing
then,
you do.
And then they give you a box of Thornton's chocolates in return. And I don't know, I just, these days I wouldn't care less and I just probably have a bit
did
of a
Did you
laugh.
Write them letters?
No, I just raged and, you
Set
know,
fire moaned, to their houses.
Resentment. But it doesn't happen anymore,
their cats.
Which is my new spirit-led second act.
Yes, well, anyway, we do. We do have some lovely gift ideas, don't we? I thought we could join that Cameo app, Trish, and people could buy, you know, where celebrities leave a message and then husbands could buy postcards from midlife fans, a message from us. But then I realised that that would be a terrible idea, don't you?
Terrible idea. Wouldn't work. I don't think, even if we did it as our hilarious grumpy alter egos, Marion and Millie. Sarah on the Facebook group posted something which I thought would have been the perfect gifts for Marion and Millie. They're called WTF notebooks. I'm not going to say what WTF means because obviously that's swearing, but everybody would know. Anyway, they're very, very funny. So they're these little notebooks with phrases on the front. And the first one that for Millie, I thought would be list of people who've wasted my time on the front of your notebook. God,
I could fill a notebook a day with that.
Exactly. You'd like that one. And then Marion's, of course, prudish, uptight Marion, my list of things I was right about.
I'm going to get you that.
Yeah, we're going to get those girls, those books.
Right, okay. Let's get going on our actual sensible use.
Yes, okay.
What have you got for me?
Okay, right. So I have picked three lovely things that are made by midlife women. So small brands, women doing their thing, having second acts and just making life lovely for everyone. The first one is Charlotte Bazant, who's a jeweler, handmade jewelry, and her stuff is just beautiful. She's very environmental. It's all reflected in her work, her packaging. She sort of uses eco metals, all of that kind of thing, fair trade gold. But she does these really pretty little Christmas necklaces. There's a little mistletoe for £85 in silver.
Nice.
And a little robin redbreast with a tiny little red breast. And, you know, that gave my heart a little leap because you know how robins always remind me of my lovely, dearly departed mum. So that was a really good one. She's got gifts up to £50, up to £100. And you can find those on her website, charlottebazant.com. And Bazant is BEZZANT.com. So that would be my jewellery suggestion.
Okay.
I've now got some unrefined shea butter by a brand called Aviella, which started by a woman called Patricia Money, who is from Ghana. Her background is from Ghana. And she went there with her little daughter who was having problems walking. And this doctor was massage her ankle every day with shea butter. And then she was started being able to walk, which was amazing. So Trisha sort of looked into it. And now she makes these beautiful products with this women's cooperative in northern Ghana. There's soaps, body butters, hand and foot creams. And they're really, really beautiful products. And you know what they're really good for? The old super dry menopause skin. You know, when I was like flaking like an alligator.
Oh, yeah, I had to wear a special coat to avoid the flaking.
Oh, my goodness, the flaking. Anyway, all from about £14. It's a lovely story. It's a lovely product. And that's at aviellaskincare.com, A-V-I-E-L-A skincare.com. And then some candles. I mean, we all love a candle.
Oh, who can't? Yes. I mean, it wouldn't be Christmas without a candle.
Yes, if you're thinking of buying one for yourself or for anyone else and you like the idea of a vegan candle, there's a really nice brand called 717. This is a company started by two friends and former journalists, just like us, Lorraine, just like us, but doing candles.
We are former journalists, yes.
Yes, and Sally Hughes, our Guardian beauty columnist, who's been on the show, she is a fan of them. They're very clean burning soy wax. And you know how they got the name 717? I don't think I would have guessed this, but no. But we'll all resonate.
It's numbers again, means nothing.
It's numbers. 717 was the time that they found themselves after doing their kids' bath, bedroom, full day of work, everything. 17 minutes past seven in the evening was the first moment they got to themselves.
That's true that, yeah.
So it stood out for them. So I thought that was really nice. So anyway, lots of gorgeous products to buy on there. And a candle subscription. That would be a nice present.
I think that's a good idea,
I like that one. Yeah. And so that is 717.co.uk. So
we will put all of these on the... expecting them to write them down.
No, and one very, very final shout out to Marnie on the Facebook group, who has a company called NoCo designs.com, N-O-K-O, and they make really cute little she makes really cute little jewelry for teenage boys and men. So if you're looking for something like a little beaded things, quite nice, have a look on there. So that's some, I think, quite useful, nice
like those, Trish,
women doing things. What do you've got some more kind of bit DIY, a bit thoughtfully, yes. put a bit of effort in.
Well, it's two things, isn't it? Well, I leave it last minute. Probably not so much now that I've actually got some time to do some things, race around. And also, I do quite like making stuff. I like making stuff, you know, having failed academically. I did spend a lot of time in the art room at school. I'm going to be making my children. And I can say it because they won't listen to the podcast because they have no interest in anything.
No spoilers here.
I do. Yeah. A bespoke snack box.
Okay, right.
So what I've done is I've made a little bit of a wallpaper that I'm going to print out all their pictures of when they were little. And then I'm going to get six or seven little snacks that they like, specific things they like, each of them, and wrap that up. And I thought, oh, well, that'd be a nice stocking present. Actually, that's going to be one of their main presents.
Main presents under the tree. So you're going to cover a box in this paper.
Yes.
That,
yes.
Sweet.
Yeah. What about that?
I like that. That's a good one. Yes.
Nice bow. I'm going to mention my Cornish friend, Lou Cornish, as she is known, it's a really tiny business. She had some issues with anxiety. She set up this amazing business. She's an artist. She calls herself a whimsical soul, but she makes little cards and pictures of women swimming. And I know there's a lot of midlife swimmers on this. And they're just really adorable. Put it on. It's loucornish.com. I will put it on the website. She calls herself a misfit doodling on the north coast of Cornwall, which I thought was lovely, with an anxious mind and a whimsical soul. The other thing is to help literary peoples, to help some writers. There's something called the Pound Project, which is a very small independent publisher. And what they do is they take one story. These are all news stories, but they're written by quite big writers. Dolly Alderton's just done one. Daisy Buchanan's done one. And they print them up all ecological. They only print as many as they sell for a pound, or I think it's a pound to get the access online, to read them online, and it's £5 to get them as an actual book. But it's just, it's really careful, thoughtful, one book at a time. And you are, they work with charities as well. So you are actually helping writers coming through as well. They find new writers.
Nice. I like that.
There are some women's prize fiction tees, which I'd like to mention. T-shirts. They've got names of your favourite writers. I've got the Daphne du Maurier one, £25.
I'd like one of those, hint, hint.
Do you want one of those?
I do. Bear that in mind.
I got the Christie, maybe. I don't know.
I think Marion would like
and
that.
And the other thing that my daughter and I are going to do, and I think you can do it if you're in the area, but they do have an online shop as well. We are going to the Oxfam Superstore in Oxford, which is brilliant. It's got everything. But what it has brilliantly for presents is cookbooks. So it's got, you know, we spend a fortune on cookbooks at Christmas. They are the biggest selling books at Christmas, but you don't need to buy them all new. So we are going to be popping along. And also the other thing with charities, all of them, British Heart Foundation has got a particularly good one, is they have shops on eBay, so you can get all those things and it's just such a mix of stuff that you might not have thought of buying, but suddenly, you know, candles, all sorts of things, and loads of pre-loved fashion. So have a look for the charity shops on eBay. Somebody on the Facebook mentioned this, and I think it's a really good thing, and I was going to think about doing it as well for my middle child, well, Gracie, who's 18. You can make a glossy magazine of recipes for your student teenagers. What about that? So you just print out things you absolutely think they might like.
Yes.
Easy to follow. So if you buy them a teenager cookbook, there'll be a few things in there that they don't like because you know specific teenagers are. But if you think they only like these four
pasta pesto.
These are the recipes. You just make it as a little recipe book, which I thought was really lovely, actually. And then I'm going to do a poster of the sayings as well. And the other thing you can do, which is quite free to give if you've got an account, is you can gift a Spotify playlist.
Oh, that's a nice idea.
You could send one of your children things that remind them of you as they grew up and things like
that's
that.
A nice
so
idea.
That would be quite a nice
it's
thing to do.
It's thoughtful and nice and involves a bit of time. It's a bit like make the old mixtape, isn't it? We used to make the mixtape for your for your friends, which is that's just really nice. I like those ideas. Thank
good
you for sharing, inspiring. I'm inspired by that for my
we'll
lessons.
Pop them
more
all on
Christmas.
Yeah, we'll pop them on the Facebook. How does Christmas Day work for you, Trish, then, on the present opening? Are you up and at it, or is there tea made first?
It's no, we're up and at it with the kids come in with their stocking. So even though they're 18 years old now, they still come into the bed with their stocking. If they're up in time, actually, this is probably the one day they do get up. You know what teenagers are normally like. They'll be snoring away in bed till all hours, but they do get up on Christmas Day, which is just lovely. They might go back to bed after the stockings have been opened. Do you know what I'm going to put in this year, which is possibly maybe encouraging, but I thought, what the hell, a Wetherspoons gift.
Excellent.
The students at uni now, they're going to love a Wetherspoons gift card in their stocking, aren't they? I think that's quite
well
good.
I'm going to put a Sainsbury's bakery gift card in for my son, who's 16, because he goes there after school every day, and he's basically spending all his money in the bakery bit at Sainsbury's, so
might as well be a Christmas present then.
I'd say going to do
very
it
good. And what's to. Your how's your day panning out, because obviously it's you've got a lot of stockings to get through, what with the four children.
Yeah. Everything takes longer with four children.
Life takes longer. Parenting takes longer.
And well, I'm still parenting, aren't I? I'm the oldest woman at the school gates at 54. Yeah, everything takes longer. So we get up, we try and do all of us together, and I usually have to wake one of the older ones up. We get up on the bed, stockings, cup of tea downstairs, bit of under the tree opening, and then everybody has a bit of breakfast. And as you say, the two eldest ones who are 18 and 20, they just go back to bed.
Back to bed. Yes. Yeah.
And then we are off to see the matriarch, Grandma Prue.
Oh, lovely. Is she cooking you Christmas lunch?
It would seem so, yes. Yes. We'll have to get there before the second bottle of wine is open.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Very good. Well, that sounds like a very lovely day indeed. There was a post from someone saying, how do I keep the teenagers occupied? Because it's quite a long day. Yeah. Which I've sort of, with the bed situation, never found that a problem in a dog walk. But someone did have a really good suggestion, and I think I'm going to look into this. It's a game called A Little More Conversation. Have you heard about it? And everyone kind of piled in saying, oh, that's brilliant, I love this game. And it's just little cards that you ask questions, and it gets quite simple questions. It could be something like, what is the weirdest thing you've ever experienced? And it just gets teenagers, if your teenager's a bit monosyllabic, could be quite a good one. And
I like that. A little more conversation. Got it.
Which is what some families need at these times. Indeed they do. Would say yes. And talking of presents for midlife women, by midlife women, don't forget you can buy tickets for Postcards from Midlife Live, which is us, isn't it? Next May at the Business Design Centre in Islington. You could buy a ticket for a friend. You could buy a ticket for you. So do head on over to the website, postcardsfrommidlifelive.co.uk.
Right. Is it time to go back in festive nostalgia time to noodle?
I think so. We've had enough present chat.
We wish you a merry Christmas. I'm not singing. It's you're the singing one. We're at Nostalgia Noodle. Those who may not have listened before,
because they haven't got through the whole show.
They can't
show.
Be bothered to get right the way through to the end. Nostalgia Noodle is for our Gen X ladies. That's all of you. And we go back in time to remember something that makes us feel nostalgic and happy. You know, those things you chat about. Anyway, we're going to do a Christmassy one. Where are you going back?
Christmas memories. Well, we thought as a special treat. Well, I thought as a special treat, we could do some name dropping. Special treat for you, because you haven't been able to do.
I mean, how long have you gone?
Well, you have done quite a bit this series, but I think just to end the year on a bit of name dropping, I think you'd quite like that. Do you want to do that then? Off you go.
Well, I mean, I may have mentioned when I danced with Noddy Holder, the famous Noddy Holder Christmas song at the Sony Music Christmas party, and he said, "You go, girl," to me. So I was grappling with him.
Lovely. Grappling. Yes. Grappling.
So excited to see the man singing in front of me in that slightly drunken way you have. I've got all my Christmas cards from Elizabeth Hurley. Have you still got yours? We used to get sent them.
Ski boots
and a bikini.
And a bikini. A vision.
A vision. Mm. And the other day in the writing of this book that I'm doing, which has been grueling, I've been looking through the bits of, I haven't kept a diary like normal sensible people. I've just kept bits of paper and cards. Yeah. It's like piecing together a story. I've got Karl Lagerfeld's Christmas cards to me, Donatella Versace's, Stella McCartney's. So I was thinking, well, my daughter said, oh, you should make that art. You should just stick them all together and make a piece of art. And then we said we could call it fashion art, or we could call it fart.
Fart.
Because frankly, that's what it is.
We started this show talking about farts and Brussels sprouts. And
yes.
Coming towards the end of the show.
But do you have your Prime Minister Christmas cards?
I have got them.
We used to get these as editors. Give the context. Yeah, as magazine editors, we would be in the corridors of power doing all these interesting things, and we would get cards. So I've got my Mr. Cameron's one.
Yes.
My favourite one is the one we got from one of our former guests, the lovely Sarah Brown.
Oh, yes.
And Gordon.
Yes.
And it had the picture of her and the kids, didn't it?
Walking up
Downing Street.
Yeah, yeah. I kept all of those because, I don't know, you just never know one day. Historical artifacts. Yes,
what
indeed.
What big name drop have you
got? Well, mine's going to be a bit of a shaggy dog story, so you're going to have to bear with.
I love a shaggy dog story.
Needs a bit of explanation. It's a childhood one. It's another Trisha's childhood traumas, which seems to have been a theme of this.
I tell you, they're a podcast on their own.
I mean, they're not massive traumas, are they? But they're things that have stuck with me and make me
unusual
blush
happenings.
I still think about them. Right, so I've got to give a bit of context. So, because I was in a swimming pool on Boxing Day, okay, and obviously my childhood, how on earth was I in a swimming pool? So my dad's aunt and uncle came to in UK with nothing, built a very successful company, and we used from Ireland. On Boxing Day, we used to get to go to their lovely house, and they had an indoor swimming pool. I mean, can you imagine?
What?
From us in our tiny little three-bedroom boxy little... Anyway, joy of joy. So we used to bring our swimming togs, as they were called, and we'd be in the swimming pool, and there'd be a few other guests there. There was a bar next to the swimming pool. It was very zhuzhy, and you know, they might be sitting around the swimming pool, there was a ball, and this I was sort of throwing a ball around, and this man said to me, "Oh, here, I'll throw it to you." So he threw the ball to me. I threw it back to him, missed, and smashed the glass that his wife was drinking. And you're thinking, what the hell has this got to do with celebrity name dropping?
Just wondering.
It's because guess which fine Irish fellow it was who threw me the ball?
Val Doonican.
Terry Wogan.
No.
Terry.
Eurovision, my Eurovision star.
I know, we all miss Terry, don't we? So my claim to fame is I smashed Lady Helen Wogan's wine glass on Boxing Day.
I think
that is traumatic, isn't it?
That's my favourite.
Is that your favourite ever story that I've told you?
Yes, yes. Can't top it, Trish, can't top it.
Couldn't make it up, really, could you?
No.
There we are. Well, that brings us to the end of this special Christmas edition of Postcards from Midlife. If you feel in need of some more festive nonsense, inspiring chat and useful ideas, do check out some of our previous Christmas specials. We had Fee and Jane from Fortunately on last year, didn't we? Which was a right old laugh.
Yes, they're not as famous as us, obviously. They're not as successful as us in the audio field.
No.
But it was a laugh. Yes, I love them dearly. And let's face it, it might be the most magical time of the year, but it's a little bit Groundhog Day, isn't it? I mean, not a lot changes from one Christmas to the next, generally. You can listen then, without worrying about time, to our previous Christmas episodes. We've got a huge back catalogue, actually, of podcasts. So it'd be lovely if you could dip into those. And then we will be back mid-January, Sunday the 22nd, to be precise. Listen, new listeners, as Trish would say.
Yes, listen, new listeners. We will be back. And in the meantime, if Christmas does tip you right over the edge, you need to have a good old rant, or just need some moral support and laughter, do head on over to our private Facebook group.
Oh,
you
yes.
are all very welcome. We'll be on there, won't we, Lorraine?
I will be there Christmas Day.
Yes.
Three sheets to the wind.
Yes, exactly. Posting away. So you just need to answer three simple questions and we'll let you into the gang.
And you can use the private Facebook group to tell us what topics you might like to hear discussed in 2023. 2023, that sounds mad, doesn't it? Or celebrities and experts you would like us to interview. Drop us a line there, or you can email us at hello@postcardsfrommidlife.com, or you can direct message me on our Postcards from Midlife Instagram and our Postcards from Midlife Live Instagram, where we're putting all the news of our two-day festival, which is in May next year.
Happy Christmas!
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.